I got y'all.
Our kids, that's all you do.
Let go. Woo. Whatever you doing, need to stop that. Listen in, tune in to the podcast. Battle, bonja. Get the latest tips. They talk relationships. Whatever the best topics are, they debating it on. Battle, bonja. Car rep for the ladies. To real rep for the fellas. Get the more, not the less. It don't get no better. Battle of the Bonja. You get the in and out. They go pound for pound. And go round for round. On what? Battle of the Bonja. Battle of the Bonja. Tune in to Battle of the Bonja. B-O-T-B. Terrell, Takar, what it do? Lego. Shout out to the team, shout out to the team.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know what that mean, y'all know what that mean, yeah. Hey. Battle of the Bonja.
See ya.
And we back.
We back.
You know, we need to get that, like, that Chance the Rapper drop.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, don't worry about it. I'll put it on there.
Yes. Another episode of us.
Yeah.
The same ones you got last week.
The same ones.
The same ones you're going to get next week.
Yep. Feel that.
God's will. God's will. Right. It's my song of the week.
It is.
Here we go.
What is this? Numbers in your pocket. I remember when you... used to throw those things away. Why do you wanna keep in touch now? Who gave you a reason to act so shady?
Hey.
Ooh, that's how much I care.
Happening, Slim just come on here and cook this shit for real.
You think that I don't know what's going on, cause you're always home alone, and I'm always out of time. You need to stop trying to play me, cause you can't even fade me. I know you're messing around, baby.
I got a question for you. How many numbers do you think that, like, women turn down on a weekly basis?
Numbers that women turn down?
Yeah.
From, like, guys?
Yeah, you know how you always say niggas be at the gas station talking shit?
I don't know. I can't really relate. Because, like, girls don't really be, like, unless they, like, younger single women, they not really on some, like, niggas ask for my number at the gas station, so I don't know. Like,
oh, okay. I'm just wondering.
That's lame stuff.
get it.
We don't need it.
Get it.
You know the crazy part that you don't really realize about this song, Takara?
What's that?
This nigga's a savage after this. After whatever she put him through, he's a savage.
I love 112. 112 is probably one of my favorite groups of all time. And I be forgetting that it was a Bad Boy.
Yeah. Shout out to Diddy, man.
Yeah.
You know, Diddy had so many, like, legendary artists and groups.
And they was popping all at the same time.
All at the same time.
Think about it. You had Faith, Lil' Kim, 112,
yeah.
Mary J, Biggie,
yeah.
All at the same time.
Mace. Then you had the Locks come in right after
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Junior Mafia.
Yeah. Kim.
Craig Mack, who was he? He was by himself too.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Craig Mack. But you were tuned into with us. It didn't come out like I wanted it to. But another episode of Battle of the Barnes around 1:30. Briefly before we started this, we were talking about how, so November, we are coming up on 3 years of Battle of the Barns.
Yeah.
3 years since we've been doing this, y'all. Shout out to us. We've been consistent. We could have quit. We've been doing it. We may take a week off every blue moon, but we can do that when you in the game 3 years because we vets.
Veterans.
Period.
And I said what I said. We here, like I said.
Yeah.
Got some good stuff for you guys today. I don't think anything drastic or anything happened in the world or anything exciting news, you know, or anything, oh, we had to get on right now. I mean, we got some topics, some good stuff, but I don't think it was anything like as far as like the week from last week that was just like, oh, we got to talk about it.
Yeah, you know? Nah, I was hyped when we were talking about like.
Did anybody die?
What?
I mean, niggas is dying every week. I'm just saying we got to say RIP every episode now.
That's
bro.
True, but. I was pretty hype about Odell at first.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And then I was just like, because I just really wanted to come in here and get some jokes off about Odell. But
honestly, I don't know what you was hyped about it for. I mean, we can. What firstly, before we get into that, how was your week?
My week was really good. You know, I was trying to be out here in these streets this weekend, but the car wasn't going for it.
I'm not.
Like,
we're in the middle of a pandemic. So.
You know what? You keep saying that, but I feel like we the only people that's still in Atlanta. Hold on. It's in Atlanta that's still in the middle of a damn pandemic. I'm just telling the truth.
Well, Terrell, you're more than welcome to go out by yourself.
But once we went, you know, we did go get something to eat, and I was just like, man, we in the middle of a pandemic, bro. Like, I ain't even really trying to.
My homegirl went out to eat to, like, Texas Roadhouse, bro. There was not a mask in sight, bro.
Yeah, that's nuts.
They were just out there, just mask off, effing mask off.
Really?
Oh, it was off the chain. It was probably 40 people outside waiting, bro. No mask, nothing, bro.
Damn.
Just none of them.
No, I'm cool.
Not a mask in sight.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'm like, I'm ready to get out and get in the mix a little bit. You know, things are starting to, you know.
Well, if you want, I mean, we can do that one little event that we said, but. Toward like the last 3 months, babe, like we've got goals, like financial goals. Like,
I know
we got to really, you know,
I know, but I'm just saying, like,
we got a little event that we're thinking about going to that I said I was on board to go that he's been trying to get me to go to, but now all of a sudden,
no, my thing is this now all of a sudden that your people rolling around all of
it's
a sudden,
Lloyd, you, Pleasure P,
yeah,
who at Bobby V.
Why weren't you that hype when Boosie was in town, nigga? That's what I'm trying to say
because he's always in town,
huh?
He's always in town,
yeah.
We can go to the mall and see Boosie.
Yeah, that's a fact. Shout out to Boosie.
He might not set it off in there, but he's in there.
Huh? You know, he had his little pool party this weekend. You know, that's another thing. Like, nothing real drastic happened at the pool party. You remember last time niggas
just
had pool
probably
party,
got
cucumbers
COVID.
Came out. Shit, I mean, got lit.
People probably just got COVID when they left.
Huh?
Well, they probably just contracted COVID while they were there. Nothing
drastic.
Oh, yeah,
there's probably a whole bunch of COVID running around, but, you
niggas
know.
Who've never been tested.
Huh?
Niggas who've never been tested just walk around with it.
That's
for
crazy.
Sure. My week was cool, too. Man, just shout out to me. Like, I'm just in such a great space. I'm happy where I'm at. I'm working my tail off.
Yeah, you just got done working just a second ago. Shout out to you.
Put in 12 hours today.
Yeah.
My business hours supposed to be from 10 to 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Took a little hour lunch break. But, yeah, I've done put in about 12 hours in today.
Been
going hard at it.
It's been, you know, like I said, I've seen the grind. And shout out to you, man. I'm super proud of you and what you're doing right now. So
thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Bless you. Yeah. So as far as the weekly stuff, that's about it. The Cards got a win against WKU.
The Hurricanes got a win as well. Let's not be disrespectful, all right? Now you go ahead and finish.
You got your little Miami shirt? Do you get your stuff in gear?
I'm ready.
For the game? Because I don't see no Miami. I don't see no green or nothing in your clothes.
I'm locked and loaded.
I don't see no green. I don't see no orange in your wardrobe. So
you ain't got no black and red or hookah.
Oh, I forget you got your hookah.
But yeah, you damn outside. Right, nigga. I got one. So yeah, don't be trying to press me over here.
That's all you got, sir.
I'm locked in.
That's all you got, sir. So let's go ahead and get with the ish today. Now we go ahead and get into your boy Odell.
Legend.
Do you have the clip to play it?
I'm not playing that, man. I'll explain it though. So yeah. Of course, you know, there's a YouTuber / podcaster named Adam22. And he had these young ladies on his platform named No Jumper. I don't know if you guys watch No Jumper. I've seen a couple of
you
interviews.
Shouldn't.
I've watched a couple of them. You know, whatever. And so, you know, he had this young lady. Actually, the same young lady who was, you know, just out with niggas last week. And it was crazy that happened because we were just talking about her earlier that day. And
a lot going on.
Huh?
I said a lot going on.
Yeah, because remember we was having a conversation where I was just like, I don't understand why all of these rap niggas like continue.
And we never talked about that little situation.
What you mean?
While we own it. We never talked about that on the podcast either, because we were supposed to talk about them two girls too, about that situation, about what the, we never talked about that either.
Yeah, that's true.
So we can tie all those in to this conversation.
So, you know, we were just kind of talking about, so me and Takara was having a conversation. I was just saying this, I think that it's weird that like, if you know a girl's gonna press you, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, y'all having a little situation, y'all doing some stuff, and she's gonna be recording, taking pictures, sending it to your baby mama, sending it to your wife, all this stuff. Like, why would you continue to entertain that?
Because you don't care.
Huh?
Sorry, y'all. Because you don't care.
You think that's what it is?
You can't.
Why?
You honestly can't care. If you know that she's gonna do that and you still out here doing it, you still sending messages for potential screenshots.
Yeah.
You don't care.
Like, it was one person, she was telling the story, and she was like, she had just outed the dude a couple of days, like a month before. And then he was back in her DMs. And I was just like, I couldn't really comprehend, like, why would he possibly do that? Clearly, she doesn't give a fuck about you or your relationship, or, you know, or outing you, nigga.
Don't care.
And later on that day, there was a clip that was released. And it was talking about, this young lady said that Odell Beckham.
Chief Keef's baby mama.
It was Chief Keef's baby mama. Shout out to Chief Keef, though. And
the same one who was with Tekashi 6ix9ine. Who was shopping.
The one that he took shopping. And, you know, she was on this particular, YouTube or I guess / podcast. And she was out there trying to give it up. And then she was talking about how Odell was in her DMs. And he was like, only thing he wanted her to do was come over there and, you know, take a shit on him.
But first, he wanted the pictures of seeing her do it.
Take a shit first.
Yeah. And then he flew her out after that.
Yeah. So she was saying how she not only took the pictures, but then she like sent them some videos and he was hyped. And that, you know, he flew her out 2 hours later from, you know, to Houston or from Houston or whatever, wherever he was at on the PJ, which is, I think, is an absolute lie. And then... you know, then she got out there and then apparently, allegedly, she couldn't perform. She couldn't, you know, do what she had to do.
She's a liar.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I don't believe one part of it. I thought it was pretty funny.
And just to give y'all a little background on this podcast that we're listening to. So apparently it's Two Thoughts. That's the nicer terms we can put.
I think the name of it is Thought Next Door.
You just messed up my headphones.
Really?
But now they're back. They're back. They're back.
Okay.
So... one of the girls was saying how apparently she gave 7 Phoenix Suns players head.
Yeah.
And the guy who was on the show was nuts. Let's talk about that dude. When he asked, she was talking about she giving all the dudes head, and the dude that was on the show with them asked where the nuts went, bruh. Let's talk about that.
What?
That nasty.
I don't remember that part.
You didn't? Yes, you did. The
I
dude.
Don't remember that part.
No, because somebody was in the comments and they was like, bro, asking where the nuts went was crazy.
That's a little nuts. That's a little insane, like, bro.
Is that Terrell in the comments?
No. What? Like, whoa.
That's something you would have asked, though.
What?
You would have asked that.
I would not have asked that.
No, you would have made that statement, though. You would have been like, bro, asking where the nuts is crazy.
Okay. Asking where they are is nuts.
No, that would have been you.
All right. Because okay.
I was like, man, that's Terrell right there, and Rick in the comments right there saying whoever said it is,
yeah.
it's crazy.
Okay, I thought you were saying I was going to be the guy here inquiring, like, what was going on.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Whoever that dude is, shout out to you, because you's a legendary sucker. You know what I'm saying? He's the nigga. You know what? For real, like, for real talk, he's the dude. He's the guy.
I got a better one than you. Go ahead. You go first.
Huh?
You go first. I got a better one than you.
He's the guy that'll wife the girl that did that with the seven dudes.
No, he's the guy. He's the guy who's telling all the girls in school, in high school, about who's packing in the locker room. He's that guy.
What?
Because, baby, they're out there.
No way.
Oh, God. Oh, God, it'd be niggas telling us about who was big and who wasn't big and, like, stuff like that. Like, but till like, he's about 7 inches soft. I swear. That was my exact quote. I can tell you the name.
Time out.
I can tell you where. I'm not letting you do this tonight. Never forgotten 9/11. I can tell you never forgotten where I was sitting at when this dude had this conversation. And that's happened on multiple occasions, different schools, bruh. Niggas do that, bruh.
What?
Yes, niggas will be like, bruh, he was gonna do a helicopter with it, bruh. Like, niggas.
What school did you go to? What type of sickness? What madness is going on around here?
I'm just telling you, that's happened. Hey, I can tell you niggas' names, bruh.
Nah, I'm cool.
I can tell you who said it and what they said. Because it's dudes who was doing that, who was like telling you, like, yo, yeah, he is big, bro. I told you about a crazy
I know,
I wasn't even talking about him just then.
Yeah, I know you're talking
it's
about.
It's niggas out here who do that, who's that's watching crazy. Y'all in the locker room, hey, telling man, the girls if y'all packing.
Hey.
I guess they're looking out for you, I guess.
Hey, man. Keep that shit off my doorstep. You know what I'm saying? And like, that's just craziness, bro. Like, what are you
What did they get out of telling us that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, who starts that type of conversation? Like, you just sitting around, you at the lunchroom, you like, dog.
Oh, baby, we was in class. One, we was in geometry.
Oh, so y'all niggas supposed to be learning. Y'all probably learning math.
Oh, it was geometry. I guess it was we was learning angles.
Wow.
Shapes and sizes. And I guess that's what brought it up.
By the way,
I was in gym class. And we was in the football locker room. We was in the football locker room. We was like in the football weight room. This is when I was in Marion County, and it was a dude who was talking about another dude. And they was talking about this white dude, like this country white dude who had long hair, and they was talking about him.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Well, all right, man. Well,
but back to the girl line. So the girl, one of the girls, she apparently sucked off like seven of the Suns players.
Yeah, which I also heard, after that, somebody said it actually wasn't any of the guys on the Suns. It was like, you know how you have your mans with you?
Oh, it was like the homeboys.
Yeah, who say they play for the Suns. And I ain't gonna lie, you know, like, nigga, that's a move that niggas do. You know what I'm saying? If your mans is popping, I'm popping too. You know, you gotta get that off, especially at a young age.
And y'all be telling girls y'all play for the Raptors and stuff?
Facts.
Like,
see, but this is the thing though. You gotta say that you play for a team that niggas don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause you can't come out and say I play for the Lakers, cause you know LeBron's on the Lakers. You know, girls might catch a LeBron game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or they might catch a James Harden game in
Houston. You gotta say that you play for Orlando.
Orlando's a safe pick.
Orlando.
You can't say Atlanta because too many niggas live in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You can probably you used to be able to say Milwaukee back in the day. Not anymore.
You can get Orlando off.
Phoenix is a good one. Phoenix is really a good one that you can say.
Baby, you can get the Pistons off.
Facts. Today.
You can get the Pistons off.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. You can, and maybe even Minnesota. You definitely can get Minnesota off.
Can't get the Raptors in. The Raptors used to be one you used to get out. They just
get the Raptors off. Not
they
no more.
They want to see a ring.
But yeah, that's legendary shit. Niggas been doing that like since, middle school.
I like niggas like y'all do that who's tall enough to say that you can.
Yeah. No, what? You crazy. I've seen 5'6" niggas get that off.
What are you talking about?
That's a fact. That's a fact.
They should be shamed.
Yeah. Oh, shout out.
And then, what? I wish I could go back so I could have a nigga to tell me like that. Somebody who knows ball, bro.
I'm giving it up on here. Shout out to my nigga Stroja for doing that. That's a fact. Big Stroja.
Oh, so you snitching?
I'm snitching. That's a fact he did. Hey, I can tell you where we was at when he did it.
Didn't you do that too?
I did it one time.
When?
It was actually when we had went to Dre's.
You went to Dre's?
Yeah.
Nigga, when did you go to Dre's?
I was saying like
oh shit, y'all.
No. What do you mean?
You
at the Fountain Blue?
You was at Liv. We was together.
There you go. There you go.
We was still together then.
Yeah. All right. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So you
like,
was at Liv telling girls that you hoop a team.
No.
So basically, you was trying to get your shit off while I was at home on spring break.
Absolutely not. That's not what I just said.
That's
what
how I heard
what
it.
I'm saying is, it was a whole bunch of basketball niggas around. So I looked like a basketball nigga.
So you didn't tell anybody?
No, I didn't actually physically tell nobody, no.
Y'all.
I'm telling the truth. What I got to lie for? I ain't got to lie about it. If I look,
we gonna
I'm
change saying, the subject, y'all, because no, he just said no. He just said that he got that off, and then now
did.
He didn't get out. Then he was in dreads.
I was
now
with a whole bunch of hold on.
Now he's a Fountain Blue.
Can
just,
I finish?
Too much.
I was with a whole bunch of NBA niggas, so niggas thought I was in the NBA. That's a fact.
So you didn't tell anybody that?
No. So I could tell you, I give you the whole play.
You ain't got, you know what I'm saying?
No. Now it's story time.
You don't
time.
Have to,
man. See, because now you're trying to make me look like I'm incriminating myself, and I'm not.
I'm just saying, first it was Dre.
I'm going to give you, know what I meant, though. You know what I meant. When we was at the Found Blue, it was Lyft. And so we went with a whole bunch of NBA.
Both occasions.
Can I finish now? See, now you don't want me to get mine off. See, we went with a whole bunch of NBA guys. You know, that was a nice shout out. Khaled was on top of the stage.
I didn't know it was a whole bunch, though. I thought it was just like one guy.
No, Antoine Jameson was there. A whole bunch of NBA guys was there that day. Okay. The guy we was with, it was one guy, but it was other guys around.
Okay.
It was the off season.
Okay.
Yeah. And then like you really don't understand like how some of these women really are. Like there was literally like, so the section was like, it was a big section. And it was like literally like women just standing outside of the rope the whole time, not facing the crowd or nothing, just like looking directly back toward the section. It was insane. I've never seen anything like it.
So y'all could have just picked and choosed.
Yeah.
You was probably picking and choosing.
I wasn't. See, that's what niggas do, bro. Like, no.
I mean, you what niggas do. You just said you was telling people you pay for the Raptors.
No. But, I've gotten my play for the Raptors off before. Yeah. Now, come on. I'm not saying that I'm not in that group. Yes, I've done that before, but not that's that crazy. Night. Like, I wasn't doing that then.
That's crazy. But yeah. So, we think Chick is lying. I don't think that Odell, he may be wanting to be shitted on, but she didn't. It's not from her.
Yeah, and that was the thing that I wanted. That's what I said. And I feel like sometimes with women, sometimes they like, I feel like y'all be kind of disrespectful on like some of the bodies that we be having sometimes, bro.
What you mean?
Because like, do you really believe that Odell Beckham, one, flew this chick out?
I don't think he flew her out.
Or even was in her DMs. Like, I feel like sometimes y'all be disrespecting niggas because y'all be like, because it's like, all right, cool, you putting this on me, but come on. Like, you know me better than that to even think that this is the person that I would even talk to.
I feel you, but y'all done took so many L's in the past, it's hard for us to put anything against y'all now.
What you mean?
The niggas, you know, the ancestors. the ancestors done took so many L's with trifle niggas they did mess with, okay, that they probably done got pregnant. It just, y'all just all got categorized in that place.
I used to get upset when you used to try to put somebody on me. I'd be like, oh, whoa, what? Whoa. Come on. Because it's like, especially if you know that ain't even my type. You know what
y'all,
I'm saying?
But a lot of, so y'all mean to tell me y'all don't hit girls that ain't your type?
Sometimes, occasionally.
Thank you.
But like, I feel like when we get the blame like that though, most times it's like, bruh, come on now. You really wildin'.
Like I said, it's the
y'all
ancestors.
Y'all may do that more than us though.
Do what?
You know, may let a nigga hit that really ain't, you know what I mean, your type.
For sure.
Yeah. Y'all do that probably more than we do.
We do, because it'd be like, we make sure the nigga promise he ain't going to say nothing. And then usually they always say something.
Is that like a real conversation? Nigga, you bet not say nothing.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
What?
Hell yeah.
What you mean?
You just be like, don't say nothing. Nah, I'd be like, nah, well, I would let you, but you going to tell everybody.
No. Facts. What?
Oh, facts. Facts.
I would let you, but
I mean,
I'll
let you hit, but you ring your mouth too much.
I would let you hit, but you run your mouth too
and
much.
And y'all niggas be on that, but who?
Who gonna tell?
Who?
Who gonna tell?
I ain't say nothing.
I give you my phone right now.
I won't say nothing.
Hey.
Who? I ain't never told on nobody.
Hey, that's a legendary nigga right there. Said offering up the phone.
Oh, yeah.
A nigga
sure.
Offering up the phone. Like, look, you go to my phone
anything.
Right now.
Y'all do anything to come to, I ain't gonna say nothing. Come on. Come on, I ain't never said nothing. Who I done told though? That's how you do. I'm like, I would. You be telling too many people.
No,
you gonna tell everybody my business. That's how. Oh yeah, for sure.
Wow.
I will say this though. I hate the fact that, you know, I will say this. I love the fact that people wasn't so naive and so stupid with this conversation. People was in the like in the comments like, she lying. I'm so happy off people was like, she was lying. A liar.
Ain't nobody believe her.
Yeah. But you know, sad thing is, there's probably some people who really did believe it, because I saw people post it first on Facebook talking about this girl just putting all Odell's business out here. Some people did believe it. That's a sad thing.
No.
But I definitely did not. I was just like, girl, next.
Yeah.
But anywho, okay, so we are going to, speaking of, you know, while we're on the, you know, shade room topics, basically. So I'm going to pull this up really quick. So, you know, it's been a lot of beef between, what's his name? It's been a whole lot of beef between Lil Baby and his baby mama.
Okay.
They've been going back and forth. One, you know, she wanted a car a few weeks ago.
Oh, it's this one?
Yeah. She wanted a car.
I don't know if he has other baby mamas, but okay.
He could possibly.
I don't know. I'm just saying, oh, it's this one. Okay.
It's the same one. So apparently, she was going off and she made a post because she wasn't invited to the son's birthday party.
Okay.
That he had their son a birthday party. They had to throw the son two separate parties.
So she threw a party. She threw a separate party outside of the party
but
that he had.
But she still invited him. No, he threw a separate party outside the party she had. So she invited him to the party. I don't know if he came or not, but she got upset because Jada, his girlfriend, planned the party for the little boy, and they didn't invite her. So flagrant one or flagrant two.
I need to hear her excuse first before I give you an actual
excuse?
Like, I need to hear her.
She just said she wasn't invited. She was just upset because of the fact that she wasn't invited to the party.
So was she upset because she wasn't invited, or was she upset because his girlfriend planned
it? Both.
Is he foul for that? How long they been dating? They've been rocking for a while, right?
Jada and Lil Baby. I don't know. You know how I can't, these hood relationships. I just I don't know. I can't keep up.
This goes. If I could start copying him, please, that would go against everything that I've ever
seen. I just need to know what kind of hell you've been causing, as far as, you know what I'm saying. But somebody made a good point, because at first she was like, she was going around about it, but she was just like, well, I mean, as long as the baby's happy, I guess that's what it is. He's happy. But I get where they're saying from. Like, she's saying it's petty, basically, to them to have to do two separate parties, which, I mean, you know, for the kid don't mind. Then they think, I got two parties. You know what I'm saying? You know, my daddy's
party. How is that petty? People do that all the time. What are you talking about?
They do.
You know, see, let's be honest about what really happened. She saw that the party they had was lit. You know, it wasn't as good as the one that she did. She got a little upset. That's all. That's all. That's all that happened. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey. It's cool.
I feel like with that, I feel like if we know the situation, we know we can't be cordial. At the end of the day, like, I still feel like, and you know, I don't have kids, obviously. We don't have kids. Mm-hmm. But I just really want it to.
Yeah, no, I'm listening.
I just really want it to be like, if me and you were in a situation where we weren't together.
Yeah.
I would just always want to be as cordial as possible. Like,
but they were literally just beefing 2 weeks ago.
Right. Over the car situation. I mean, but I just
think
that
she was just airing this nigga out on social media 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but why can't we just come together and just, I get having the kids two parties.
We
can.
We came together. You decided, you did your thing with your family. I'm doing my thing with my family. What's wrong with that?
It seems like she didn't know about the party that was going on.
Even better. That ain't your business. It's my time to be with my son. What's the problem? What's the problem? There is no problem.
So it's not her business and whatever. She shouldn't know anything's going on. Y'all having a party. Y'all playing a party. She shouldn't know nothing about it.
Okay. See, I'm just saying.
She out here wilding, telling her friends, and buying, flying, you shot.
No, I'm just saying. I just feel like, I mean, it's whatever, bro. Like, if you wanted to, maybe he decided that morning that he wanted to throw his kid something. Like, I mean, it is what it is. Like, all right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that a dude would necessarily raise hell. You know, if he was trying to throw his kid, or, you know, or if his baby mama threw his kid a birthday party, well, maybe he would. He probably would. Never mind.
I just want it to be a point where, I mean, I just want to be cordial as possible, because I just feel like kids feel the energy. Like, yeah. I got to have a party. My dad, I got to have a party. I get at the end of the day, you're like, yeah, I get to have two parties. You know what I'm saying? It sound cool, but then when you get older, it'd be like, hell, like my parents were so, I had to have a party with this one because they couldn't get along because yeah. Mama showing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that stuff's just too much.
Yeah. I understand that.
I think I just want to, me coming from a situation where, you know, mine would do some bickering every now and then, but when my parents weren't together, I just really don't really want that for my kids. Like, I really would put my kids first, regardless of how messed up the situation is, even though if you did whatever, you know what I'm saying? You out here with a whole nother chick, whatever. Now, she ain't out here planning nothing.
Oh.
She's not calling the first caterer. Okay. I don't know. I might but designate.
Do you really think that she actually, like, let's be perfectly honest. You think she planned it, or do you think that maybe his assistant planned it? Come on.
No, I think she probably called and probably made the phone calls. Why? She took the effort.
How do you know that?
I think so.
But y'all don't know that. And see, that be the problem right there.
She probably made the phone calls.
Y'all are assuming that. And that be the problem. There'd be a whole bunch of assumptions going on.
I'm just going with what it said. It said that she planned it. The baby mama said that she planned it. I can only go off that.
What's that?
I can only go off that.
Yeah.
But anywho. So, okay. So, we're going back to sports really quick. So, we got the dude from the Rockets who snuck the woman in to the bubble.
Legend.
And they, guess what? And they're out the playoffs.
Huh?
And they're out the playoffs. The Rockets and
it's,
out the playoffs.
It's crazy because, I don't know if he snuck the woman into the bubble. I think she was already in the bubble. Whoever this mystery woman was. But
I heard two stories.
Yeah, I'm just reading it again right here, so I got it. But I'm not going to put out who they think it is because I don't, that's crazy. Like, come on, man. But
spill the tea.
Huh?
I said spill the tea.
Yeah, but they were just saying how, you know, I guess this person might have already been there and, you know, he was, you know, trying to get up married. To the room type stuff. Yeah, that was the crazy part about it. Yeah. It's like, dang, dog. Like,
now
can you
your
imagine
wife
that?
Know.
Now your wife know, nigga, on ESPN. And that's just on replay.
And you
all
gotta
day.
Come back home.
Fact. And they just lost. So not only did you lose, nigga, you got a situation at home.
And you got suspended.
Hell, that nigga might get traded. What are you talking about?
Probably.
Like, you know, he had a really, really good year, man. I was telling you earlier, he had just come off of, you know, that game 7 where he, you know, I think he had like 30 or something like that. He played really well.
Why? We too old to be sneaking people in, bro.
Yeah, that's craziness.
You know what I'm saying? Like, especially you got a whole wife at home. Like, nigga.
Yeah. But the crazy part is they allowed family to come to the bubble. That's the crazy part. So, I mean, I don't know, like, I don't know where that guy's headspace was at, but he's an absolute legend for that. And it really could quite possibly, I don't think so, but it could quite possibly cost him his career in the NFL. I mean, NBA. The dude that was in the NFL was out here. He'd been writing apologies for like the last 2 weeks. Because it's like, he done got cut. Ain't nobody finna pick him up, man. Like, you making bad decisions for what?
Right.
And it's just like, man, I don't understand why.
You ain't got no discipline.
Fact.
That's what they're going to hit you with. And you don't.
Yeah.
You have no obedience. You don't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't hold off. But y'all niggas got to stop. That's all I'm going to say about that one. Just please just stop. Just hold off. You're getting yourself exposed there. It ain't worth it. Now you might have cost your marriage. I hope you know what I'm saying? Like, baby, if I'm your wife, I'm waiting for you as soon as I get home.
Yeah.
Baby, matter of fact, your stuff is gonna wait for you on the outside.
Oh, y'all love that. Y'all love to put your stuff out.
Nigga, this house is a bubble.
That's like a go-to.
Nigga, this house is a bubble.
Oh, what about
that you can't come in?
Huh? I don't know. Did we ever talk about the lady who tried to do the wait and exhale and about blew her face off?
I don't think we did. You said y'all, everybody want to be Angela Bassett.
Everybody want to be Angela Bassett, bro. Like, y'all better. Niggas better stop.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, she over here trying to light this damn truck up. I blew her face off, man. That's Shout pretty, out to her, though.
That's pretty funny.
I got some bad news.
Okay.
Mary's not doing it.
Who did she say that?
She came out and said that she's not doing the verses.
Mary, do it for the people. I didn't expect her to anyway, but I don't know. If Patty and freaking Gladys came out and did
Shout
it.
Shout out to Patty and Gladys. I watched a little bit of it last night. I was in and out. I was in bed. You wasn't bad, but I did tune in a little bit. Some of the memes that I saw this morning were pretty funny.
The one with Dion.
Huh? Yeah.
Dion, when they said she was a pack of Virginia Slims. Tatiana, what? What? Who does? It's some characters in this world, bruh.
Yeah.
And they said a pack of Virginia Slims. I ain't seen them in a long time, bruh.
Yeah, but, you know, I was a little disappointed. You know, she was doing an interview a couple of days ago with her and the Method Man, and she was basically saying how she wouldn't do it. But she doesn't want to do it. Because, you know, they threw out a couple names. Tony Braxton. They threw out Faith Evans. You know, they threw all these names
None
out.
None of them want to see her.
None of them. I was thinking
people,
that, too.
People been saying Tony, though.
Stop it.
Tony.
Stop it.
Tony could probably get in there.
What we got? Because I'm not.
I'm just saying Tony could probably get in there. Tony could probably get in there.
But, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and let Mary take it on home. But, So I came across a little something that was intriguing to me.
Yes.
So I'm in like a little group or whatever. I ain't gonna say the name of the group because you know that's breaking the group code.
Yeah.
But I'm still like I'm in like a little all women's group. It's majority black women. So somebody let a post and she was just saying basically how her husband was like, hey, you know, I want to take our bedroom to the next level.
Legend.
You know? And me, I'm thinking, okay, maybe he wants a threesome, period. That's everybody's go-to.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, hey, you know, I want us to be comfortable with each other. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I want to, you know, go a little further. I want to get a little nasty.
Legend.
And she's like, he wants his ass ate, and I don't want to do that. And they like, she's concerned. Like, does that make him gay or... What's the hold up? And
first,
then you got the, let me tell you about the comments.
Go ahead.
So you had the comments who was just like, I don't think it's gay. I ain't doing that shit. But then you had the other one, y'all little girls, y'all know what the male G spot is. Like, what?
Hey. when you first were telling me about this, you know, because I know you said that we were going to talk about it tonight, I was thinking about, all right, hold on. So let's think about how long he was thinking about this in his head before he actually brought it up.
For sure.
And like...
He's not seen that on porn.
Possibly.
He's seen that on porn.
I was just thinking about the amount of courage that nigga like had to build up to be like, you know what? We're going to go ahead and address this tonight. He probably had a couple Heinekens in him. He was like, you know what?
No, he had liquor. He had Hennessy to ask that.
And like that's crazy for you to try to shoot your shot like that and then your wife like shut you down is like fucking wild. Because that really do like change our relationship forever.
How?
What do you mean?
Because I said no to something and we move on?
Yeah.
How does that change your relationship forever?
Because of some like what some of the people were saying in the comments.
Are you saying it changed your relationship as far as maybe you're embarrassed or you feel away because I said no to that and now you're looking at me sideways? Or just because I said no, do you feel like it's like a, I don't know?
I think that it's just... creates an awkward environment moving forward.
I think it depends on the relationship. It depends on the couple.
That's true.
Like, for an example, say if you was to ask me, like, hey, you trying to eat my ass? And I'd be like, no, nigga, I'm not eating your ass. I mean, I would leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be like that. It's going to really hurt our sex life, whatever. I mean, like, I might make a joke every 6 months. Like, let me go on because you want your ass ate and stuff. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Maybe something like that. I might make a joke about it, but.
So how do you bring up the new, if you want to try some new shit?
I feel like I brought something up the other day. I said that I would try. I threw it out there and you was like, hell no.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And then
that's a fact.
It was there. It was left at that. So I think you just kind of throw it out there, kind of what you would do and what you would, you know, what you might do. You know what I'm saying? And then just leave it at that.
Okay.
Like.
So you just don't spring nothing up on somebody though, right?
I mean, you could talk. I don't know. It sounds like dude had a full conversation.
he planned that one out.
He took her to Starbucks.
That's a fact.
And had a whole little talk about it.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I think maybe you just bring, you got to wait for the moment to certain, especially if it's something like new. I think you got to wait for the moment. Or maybe some stuff, if it's something that you want to do, I think if it's something that y'all want to do to us, just do it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, because that could really end well too, though. You know what I'm saying? That can end well. I mean, not end well. That can end bad. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you still got your shot. Because I know some girls right now who just went in with the whole eat the nigga's ass and said he was in there squalling like, saying he was in there, you know, nigga was feeling
what?
It. Yeah, saying niggas was feeling it. Like, oh, yes. Do that shit again.
Rewind.
Yeah, like, what's up? Like, type stuff.
I tap it on the show, so we don't do that.
Hey, hey, hey. Becker.
What's going on? What's going on?
You ready? You ain't like it.
Crazy.
I'm just saying. So, I mean, I know something does happen too. So, I mean, you know, she just went down there and just did it. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's a lot more girls who do that more than what you think. And that's beyond me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, I'm just being a disclaimer, that ain't never happened in this household.
Facts.
And even if I wanted to, Terrell would be like, hell no.
Facts.
So, I mean, but it's a lot of girls who do that more than what you think. I don't think a guy's gay if he likes that. I don't think that, I think it's some freaky stuff. Like, I think it's freak. But, yeah. I mean, it ain't never happened here. I doubt it ever does. But I just can't get down there and do it.
Yeah, I just say to
especially
each his
you,
own.
Especially like today, you came home and told me how many times you used the bathroom. And I'm just like, like.
you talked about the topic. I had to go ahead and shut shit down.
Like,
I had to shut it down, like, in here. That's
he
why.
Came home and told me how many times he used it today. Yeah. And I'm just like,
yeah, let's go ahead and get this addressed. My stomach, all day.
And every time even girls bring it up, and I just be like, see, I know what Terrell just does. And I just can't. It's every morning it's at work. I just can't.
I was
it ain't
here
safe.
Talking about, I got regular movement, right? I'm regular as hell around
get
here.
Get away from there. That's pretty funny.
Oh, man.
That's pretty funny.
Speaking of addressing things, I don't know if you saw this clip, but I'm going to play this one. It's just a couple seconds. But so I guess Big Sean and Jhené Aiko was on FaceTime.
I was wondering what that was. Topic. I said you had it written down. I was wondering what that was.
Yeah. So they were on FaceTime, I guess, or, you know, live or whatever.
I heard about it.
And I'm going to just play it.
For sure.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you marry me?
Shit. It's in the works.
Legend. Legend. And then he walked off.
You look good.
He said, so I don't know if y'all can hear it, like, very clearly, but he said, you look good as hell. And she was like, oh yeah, why don't you marry me? And that nigga just gave it up.
It's in the works.
Ooh, that's a legendary move right there. And my thing was this, and I think we've kind of talked about this before, but I feel like that's a pretty awkward situation to put somebody in. You don't think
on
so?
On her part?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I would feel if I'm with somebody and, you know, they over here talking about when you gonna marry me, when you gonna do this, when you know. I don't know how I personally that would almost make me not want to marry you at all.
Dang.
Like
all of that?
Yeah, like for real.
Yeah, you don't want to marry me at all just because I said that?
Yeah, because I don't like that, bro. Like, it's just, you know, everything's in due time. And I know we talked about this before, but it's almost like you trying to push the subject, like you trying to push it and you trying to do all that. And I understand, you know, they've been through things and, you know, shout out to Big Sean. Great album. But
I think she just did what any other woman do. When we ready to get married, we kind of let y'all know. Like, I had a girl actually send me a question. This is actually for Girl Talk, but I'm going to go ahead and put it on here because we talk about some of the same things anyway. We had a girl ask, basically was just asking, like, how do you know that it's coming close, or how do you know that you close? Mm-hmm. I think that we put it out there a whole lot. I think she was just shooting her shot, let her know. Like, that's what she did to me, was the whole sending you the ring, this is what I want type thing.
You think so?
That's what that was to me.
I did not take that way at all. Because if she was sending, if that was the sending you the ring right then you might as well, the ring just got sent back. For real.
So what goes through y'all's minds? Like, when y'all go, because you know we all do get to that stage where we start sending y'all rings, like, yeah. Nigga, what's
good? And that's
good?
Fine, but putting me on the spot like that, where it's like,
in front of people?
Yeah, like, you got people in my business now? What's wrong with you? You tripping.
I'm sorry that did all that for you.
You're not even my girl right now, for real.
I'm sorry. hard. They did all that for you.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if that's something that we've done in the past, you know, we've been joking around at the house. You like, when you going to put a ring on it and all that? You know what I'm saying? Whatever. But if you just throw that out there, we in public and you just throwing out, that nigga, he ain't going to marry me. You know
she,
what, nigga?
See, she didn't say all that.
Well, in my eyes, in Big Sean's eyes, that's, clearly that's exactly what she said.
It's in the works.
Legendary shit.
He's that's a great answer.
Do we need to play it again? Because it's legendary. I knew what he meant when he said that.
It's in the works.
Shit.
It's in the works.
That's 2030 works.
It's in the works.
Facts.
I mean, for me, she would just send the ring text message if you ask me.
That's cool. Send me the text message privately. Don't be busting me out on social media.
It's in the works.
Because now niggas that's gonna be in my comment like, yeah, you need to go ahead and marry her.
For sure.
And they're like, whoa.
For sure. Or he's going to be the, see how he did, see his response, y'all. Yeah. Don't y'all settle. You finna have them all in there.
Yeah.
You not finna embarrass me on live. Don't y'all settle.
And that'd be the thing, though, because even if somebody said that he embarrassed her, did he really embarrass her or did she embarrass herself? Let's be honest, bro.
Definitely embarrassed herself.
Because she shot the shot. That didn't mean that it went in. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this ain't something that we've already previously.
She was just sending the ring
just
picks.
Don't
to me.
Be out here just don't do that in public.
I just felt like she was sending the ring picks.
Huh?
I just felt like she was sending the ring picks.
Don't be on IG Live talking about us getting married. That's crazy to me.
That's how I saw it. I mean, everything's on the forefront now. What you expect?
Well, it's in the works.
It's in the works.
Shout out to him.
That should be my new thing. Every single time somebody asks, every time you ask me, new hey, did you send an email? Say it's in the works.
New t-shirt coming. It's in the works. That's a fact.
For sure.
Oh, he's a legend for that one.
That's a new one.
Hey, as soon as it's he said it, I said, oh yeah, he's a legend. He's a legend. He know what he's doing out here.
For sure. But that's all we have for you guys today.
Yeah.
Shout out to people who's still on here, who's been rocking with us since day one. We appreciate you guys. Share our stuff. Share it. Go write reviews.
Yeah.
Follow our page if you don't already at Battle of the Barns Podcast. Like I said, we've been doing this. We've got some new people. We got some of y'all that done fell off. If you didn't fell off and you're back, welcome back.
Hey, shout out to Chanston.
If you done fell off, where yet?
He sent me that new record he got. He said he got some good.
So that's something we are going to start doing. We need to play that next week. We are going to start playing artists. I got somebody else I'm going to play their stuff too.
Okay.
So we definitely going to do that next week. We're going to play some artists. If you got some music you want us to play on the show, hit us up. We'll play it for you. But thank you guys again for tuning in to another episode of Battle of Barns, and that is a wrap.